It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm your host, Tyler, with my co-host, Jeff. And today, we are on the hot-button topic conversation of trouble has a U in it. All of us get, you know, from time to time worried about other people's homes and orders and how they're doing things, and we stop to think ourselves, do we have our own selves in order?
The biggest problem you have is you.
That is the truth.
I was, again, thinking about how we're going to introduce this, and I just got to share the story. This past week, I was in a huge hurry. I was late to getting to where I wanted to be. Got deadlines like we all have, and my dog's whining, wants to give me some more loving, whatever else. I got paperwork just piling up, and I got to get to the office. And so I'm in a hurry. My mind's not where it should be. I'm already at the office in my head, right? You with me? Mm-hmm. I'm already there. Problem is, I'm in my garage in my car trying to get out. Okay. So normally when I'm relaxed and at peace, I have a sequential order. I do things. I was all out of rhythm. So I didn't open the garage door.
Uh-oh.
So I get in the car, and thankfully I did remember to hit the button, but I lost track of how much time had passed from me pushing the button to when I put it in reverse. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And as it's going up, I could see out my little camera that it looks clear. And so I put it in reverse and left. I tried anyway to hear this horrific boom and my car stops. And it's really embarrassing because my neighbor was backing out at the same time. So it's like, not only did I know that I messed up, but my neighbor knows I messed up bad.
And we live in a small town, so the whole neighborhood probably knows.
I'm sure it's making its way around right now. But I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What is this going to cost me? I pull the car up a little bit because I am smashed into my garage door and trying to give it some space. And I go out and look at it. Man, I blew the whole bottom out. Like it came off the rollers outside of that little steel frame, and my whole bottom piece was hinged outside, like dangling out there, bent up. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, nowadays, garage doors are probably 6 months
back. That's exactly what I was thinking. And then I was thinking, what's this going to cost? And then I got to bring somebody out to do it. So I let my adrenaline calm down. And I'm thinking, now remember, I'm already in a hurry. So I don't have time for this. I don't got time for this. And I get a drill out and start taking things apart. Finally was able to bend it back into some resemblance of what it once looked like, and was able to get the garage door to close. That's what I really cared about. But even when it was back in the track, this thing was pushed out 8 inches, like, I don't know, the most deviated place.
So you were just trying to get to the point to close the door on your trouble, pretty much. Yeah,
I just wanted to close the door, man. I just wanted to close
what you had to do next.
But let me tell you what I didn't do. I didn't blame my neighbor for backing out at the same time as I did and distracting me. I didn't blame my dog because she just wanted to get one more lick on my hand. I didn't blame work or whoever else was creating a mountain more of paperwork for me to try and rifle through that put me in a tizzy. It was my mistake. It was my fault, Tyler. Mm-hmm. It was my fault. I didn't, when I called my wife and said, okay, you know, you got to break the news to your better half, right? And usually it's the other way around when it's a car related, or you know, usually it's my wife calling me. But this time I was like, oh man, I have made this mistake. And how am I going to tell her? Well, again, I didn't blame anybody. I didn't soft pedal. I said it kind of had an accident today, and I left it there to let her mind rush to the worst case scenario. So no matter
what
I, yeah, well, the beauty of that was I'm going to tell her, oh, I just kind of bumped into the garage door a little bit and kind of pushed it out. So
slight mishap.
Yeah. So it wasn't so bad, because when you say kind of had an accident in your real calm voice, she's like, oh no, what's going, what happened? You know, it wasn't that big deal. But anyway, yeah, the biggest trouble you have, it's you. It's not other people. But how often are we guilty of actually blaming others?
Well, I was just going to say, look at all the, just in your story right there of example, look at all the different avenues of unrealistic blame, but we all take them as humans. There was plenty of avenues you could have gotten off of to blame this or that or anything in between. And
why didn't my motion sensor work for mm-hmm. my car? It's built in. It should have worked. I'm going to sue the manufacturer.
And it's, you know, and it's, we all get caught up in those, yeah, the same rhythms of, we get in our own emotions and we stop or forget to think, you know what, we should blame ourselves.
How often do you say, I'm sorry or I made a mistake? Just think about it. When was the last time you did that?
Actually, yesterday. My daughter was not getting around as quickly as I wanted, and I got on her a little more than I wanted to, and I apologized for kind of getting out of line, and expect your children to follow good behavior and good, you know, principles of apologizing when they're wrong. I think it's good to lead by that example.
That is a powerful thing you just did. Not only did
I'm not perfect at it.
No.
Get me wrong.
Well, no, I know. But I mean, the fact that you, I just admire you. Not only did you apologize to your child, who in the end has no authority over you, so you exercised humility to confess a mistake you made so they can learn from your mistake. And also, no, you're not perfect. But second, here on this podcast, you just told the whole world. Wow. See, Tyler, I never make mistakes, ever. I'm perfect. Yeah, I'm perfect. I'm perfect.
I think if there's one thing you're going to find about us, we're far from that. And we're willing to, you know, put ourselves out there and show some vulnerability to show, you know, people are just like us.
Well, I know I'm a mess. You know, why pretend to be something I'm not?
Exactly.
I mean, spend any time with me and you're going to find out right away I got issues. You know? I was watching America's Dumbest Criminals this morning. I don't even know why, but I thought, wow, isn't this perfect for the podcast we're on? And it was amazing all the excuses I heard for people why they made the bad choices that they made. And my most favorite one, I saw this guy, he got pulled over and they're checking his pockets and they pulled out some crack from his pants. And they said, "What's this?" He goes, "I don't know. They're not my pants."
As he's wearing them.
Right.
That was
like everybody's excuse. Not my car, not my pants. I just borrowed this. It's not really mine. I don't know where that came from. But making all these terrible choices. And you know what I noticed in every single one of these I've ever seen, you know, from when they first started this show to now, I've never seen that excuse where they project the blame on somebody else. It's the guy's pants that I'm borrowing. It's his.
Sure.
I've never seen those excuses work. Only in grade school do you get to blame somebody.
My dog ate my homework.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe in grade school you might get away with it for a little bit because the teacher thinks your excuse is cute or funny or just doesn't want to bother.
Sure.
But I've never seen police go, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry that, you know, that's not yours. So whose pants are those? Let's go get them."
I actually can think of, you're referring to dumb criminals. I can think of another time, another story actually on my own behalf. I was probably about 21, 22 years old, running around in Bowling Green, drinking, having a, you know, what I thought to be a good old time in the moment. And we're standing there in this group. And all of a sudden, I, you know, hear from behind me, somebody pull up on a golf cart, and I hear this guy go, "Move, stupid." And I turn around, and I said, "You talking to me? F you."
Oh, no.
Well, you know, and I was big right. into lifting. I thought I was Macho Man Randy Savage, you know. And I'm like, "You going to talk to me, though? I don't think so." And whatever, a little couple moments go by, and all of a sudden, this girl is standing in front of me. She goes, "Tyler, no." And I'm like, "Oh, my goodness, what?" And before I know it, this guy goes, F me? How about F you? You're going to jail." Turns out this guy was a cop.
Oh, no.
And I'm explaining to him, you know, like, "Oh, my goodness, I had no idea." And, you know, giving him all these excuses. And finally, we're sitting there on the curb. And he's, "You know, what if I wasn't a cop and I just hauled off and decked you?" And I said, "Well, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here on this curb in handcuffs right now, at least."
So how did it end? Did you get in trouble for
so,
real? Or?
So we're sitting there, and, you know, he realizes I'm explaining my situation to him. And, you know, I'm kind of telling him pretty much, you know, like, "Look, basically, this is on me. I've made a terrible mistake here." And he decided to let me off with a verbal warning. And I have watched my tone in public since then, I will tell you that. But, you know, my life lesson from that is you get so caught up and carefree and in a moment and your emotions get the better of you. And I mean, that worked out okay for me. I got away with it, but how easily could that have went the other direction? And
oh yeah,
my life been changed forever as a result of one stupid decision.
You know, it's funny you use that word stupid. I looked up these quotes and there's a lot. Sometime get on DuckDuckGo. Don't use the other search engine and just type in like stupidity quotes, quotes for about stupidity. And let me give you a couple I ran into. And the first one was this: never underestimate the power of stupidity, right?
That's exactly right.
Of our stories, you know, it's perfect. The other one was this: stupidity has a price, and it always gets paid. Always, I love it. And how about this one? And I see this every day: stupidity never takes a day off.
It doesn't. It does not. Some days I think it works actually overtime, to be honest with you.
How about this one as you deal with people? My silence doesn't mean I agree with you. It means your level of stupidity left me speechless.
Well, and sometimes you get into arguments over stupid subjects and people are going to beat you with experience in that regard.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the truth? And my last one from Einstein. The difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has its limits.
Stupidity does not. I love it. That's great.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, and you think about here, even in our country, as we talk about, you know, as we all worry about as humans, everybody around us, oh, this person's doing this, this person's doing that. You know, we all get caught up in that rat race of life. Look at what our own country's doing. We're so worried about what's going on around the world. We failed to even look at our own borders, our own situation at home, at hand. We have our own hungry people, our own people in need, but yet we're worried about everything going on around the world.
Kind of like that thing Jesus said, remove the speck from your eye first, and then you can take the log. Oh, no, I got it backwards. That's what it was. Remove the log from your eye, and then you can see clearly to get that speck. No, but we do invert it. We make a mountain out of someone's molehill, and all the while we're ignoring all of our faults, all of our issues, the things in our own backyard, right? I mean, it's...
Yep. I think if we start to get back to uniting and loving one another, everything else is going to come as a result. You're not going to see people around the world in need as much. You're not going to see people here in need as much because we're all loving each other. We're all doing a part.
Have you heard that song? I think it's a Taylor Swift girl put out, Look What You Made Me Do.
I think so.
The whole thing is, I remember saying that as a kid, as though somehow it would absolve me of what I'm about to do to you. You did something to me, and now in turn, look what you made me do.
Cast your vengeance.
Yes. And, you know, that whole revenge thing, I don't know who first coined the phrase, but, you know, revenge as opposed to forgiveness, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, I heard someone say this and it stuck. Revenge, doing a wrong for a wrong, revenge is like drinking poison, hoping the other person will die.
Mm.
Have you heard that one before?
I have not, but that's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Especially because you think about when you're carrying that vengeance or revenge that you want to get upon somebody for wronging you, you're once again the one carrying all that emotion and feeling and anger and stress and anxiety over those.
It's destroying you.
So when you offer up the forgiveness, you are the one that lets it go.
Yeah.
You're free.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, I mean, I know that repentance is very important. And when somebody has wronged you or hurt you, and of course, again, our human nature, we want justice. We want, maybe, you know what? That's not true. We want a little more than justice. We want them to suffer.
Yep. Well, and I feel like
first reaction.
When we as humans feel wronged, we want to feel like, well, no, you're not going to have the upper hand over me.
Right.
And get away with it.
Right. We want them to respect us and whatever else. Mm-hmm. But listen, we all make mistakes. Again, we all do stupid things. And again, I heard a wise person once say, first of all, I forgive people. I go above and beyond even what we're required to do as a Christian. I just go ahead and forgive people even before they apologize. Why? Because what you just said, it releases you.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it this way. They said, again, this is not a command of Jesus. It's just taking it a little bit further because it frees you. But accept the apology. Accept the apology you wish you had been given.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that powerful?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, once again, you're releasing yourself.
Well, yeah. If here's the thing. If they actually end up one day giving the apology, you have a gracious moment where you have reconciliation. And if they don't, you're not a prisoner to the evil they did to you. Because when you don't forgive, you harbor that the rest of your life.
You sure do.
As long as you can remember it and never let go. So who's the prisoner?
You.
Yep. It's you.
And I think oftentimes you see across just the world in general, you see people harboring things from their past that they project and take out on others. That because they've just never had the either know-how, the want, the willingness to let go.
Well, look, I want to wrap up with this. You know, in the Bible, it says it a couple times in different ways, but it says, do not return evil for evil. And I know we live in a world where we all want to point fingers. We all can say, you know, we can blame somebody else for something that we did or even they did. And in the end, we have a response. We are here to be bearers of light, of bearers of good, not of evil. But when we do receive evil, whether it be from a person or just bad circumstances in life, don't return evil for evil, but a blessing instead.
Absolutely. And I mean, most importantly, when you point the finger towards someone else, just remember how many fingers are pointing back at you.
Absolutely.
It's important to be the love, and then what you put out will come back.
What you do comes back to you like a boomerang.
Like a boomerang. Peace, love, and God bless. If we can see it, you can see it too.
This has been Blindly Obvious.
You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can check out past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We're so happy that you're here, and we hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.